Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Good morning and welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy and going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise. And next door, Lance is over there. He was, Lance, it looked like you were kind of like a co-host on the Garden Mama Show this morning.
It's always fun to stroke my ego a little bit and, you know, let everyone know how truly smart and good-looking I am. So I greatly appreciated Mark allowing me to, you know, hop in with him. No, you're just kidding around.
You guys did a good job. I couldn't hear you in the green room, but I was watching you, and all I could see was both of you laughing most of the time.
Yes, Mark is a lot of fun, and that's not any knock on Nellie. She's my bud, and
she's
the pro and awesome at this, and as the host. But you know, when Mark shows up, it's always fun because he brings things like white glasses, and he's made a trip to the dollar store, and you know, and he gets to do this every so often. So there's that impact you're trying to make.
Yeah,
he's learning and doing a good job with it.
He steps out pretty good. I want to back up a little bit and do a little bit of Garden Mama Show. I don't do the garden show for sure. But when I was a young man in Massachusetts, and I had two older brothers, and they were going to an agricultural high school that was Bristol County Agricultural High School, and both of them went there. I never did go to agricultural high school, and I'm glad of that. But they did at any rate. And every year, once a year, they do a flower show up there in their huge auditorium, and all of the people who went to that school participated in making that flower show spectacular. I mean, it was really, I mean, I was a young man and I was very impressed by it so very much, because just walking around and seeing the different things that were available and the different landscaping layouts and the different flowering, it blew me mind. It stuck to me to this day. It really had that much of an impact on me. And
flowers just do that to me. You know, I know it's a kind of a dainty thing for a guy to like flowers. I don't care. I grew up around them. I grew up with a grandmother that was a really amazing artist, surrounded by beauty, surrounded by oils and watercolors, and so many vibrant and beautiful colors, also the tones of earth. And so it was just something that's in my blood. So when I see a flower of any kind, I don't care if it's that little bitty, microscopic little yellow one you see, I love them. And it just makes me feel good that the world is here, that we have this beauty to see.
And that flowers do that.
And then it goes to what we do and talk right after Garden Mama. Then you have man's impact.
Right.
Structures. Things built to last. Things you maintain.
That's right.
Things that you have to love and take care of that we have built. Right. And so there's that polar opposite of things that we get to do on Saturday with nature.
Yep.
And then we move over here where you're trying to build something that's going to last in nature, which nature's tough.
It's tough.
Nature's the toughest animal out there.
It's hard to build something that's going to last. And that has a lot to do with the material is readily available almost to build something that will last. The material is out there. I think it's a matter of workmanship. There's a lack in the industry of enough professional workmen who really care about their job and really want to do a good job in working for somebody and fixing up their home. I mean, we've got to maintain our homes. Now, we either do it ourselves or we hire somebody. But when we hire somebody, do some research into that person and find out, have they done this before? Are they qualified? Can they do a good job? Their price, is it fair? It's a really good idea to get more than one estimate on a job. But it should be done remodeling. And fixing your house up isn't like something you look at like remodeling, but it's a regular thing and it needs to be done. Maintenance on a home is a year-round type situation, and it does take attention to do that. Having said that, I will also say that many of us are not do-it-yourselfer type people, and therefore we're kind of at the mercy of hiring people that we don't know. Well, you know, hire people you trust and hire people you've heard about before. Hire people that maybe you've heard about here on Super Talk, and hire the people that you have faith in that can offer you good contracts and insurance and bonding and all that. That's so, so, so important. But maintenance really has to be done long before you consider remodeling anything. And you've got to maintain it. You've got to maintain it. That's all there is to it. And we're going to have some fun today. We've got at about 11, the second segment, we've got Josh Quick coming up with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. And we're going to talk a little bit about, we always talk about how important it is to encapsulate your crawl space area. And we're going to talk a lot about that same sort of thing today because he excels in that. His company excels in that, and his company has grown in leaps and bounds. And we'll talk more about that, too, as time gets a little closer. And you're welcome to text in any pictures or anything that you're doing. I know on the Garden Mama Show, everybody sends in pictures of chickens and birds and flowers and gardens, and that's great. That is absolutely – I mean, even I enjoy – I have a large screen in the green room where I watch us streaming, and it's a lot of fun to look at some of those pictures and some of those things. So if you get a notion, hey, send us pictures of your project or what you're doing or maybe what you intend to do. It's very important that things be done correctly, and maybe you've got a little insight as to the way to go about a certain project. Hey, send us that information. Text us at 601-879-4395. We definitely want to hear from you and get your text line. And if you'd like to call us, hey, do so. Our Super Talk call-in line is 888-808-8637. And you better hurry up because the NFL is about to start. And then,
thank goodness that we're in football season. I like the extra income I get. I get to work longer hours and Saturdays and stuff, but I do enjoy the extra income. But it also, the community of people.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody starts getting this time of year. You have the slowness of summer,
yep.
Vacations, and everybody's hiding from getting back to school. And
the 100-degree weather.
188 degrees. Then all of a sudden, you get that little bit of cool air, and people get motivated.
Yeah.
Hunting season starts. In football season, and all the prep for holidays,
so
you're going to be prepping your house. You're going to be getting stuff done.
That's right. Get stuff done before you hit that couch and watch those games.
If you have any questions about how to do something,
hey, text us.
Let us know.
Call us or jump on whatever it takes. Just get in touch, and we'll help you any way we can to do with roofing or siding or trim on the house or how do you fix a particular. Maybe your toilet's clogged and maybe your disposal's not working properly. Hey, send us a message. We want to be able to talk to you about that. Well, I'm going to replace the steps on my deck because the steps, I don't know why, but they've gotten really some of the stringers have really sunk into the ground a great deal, so one side's a lot lower than the other, and the deck boards, which actually are the steps themselves, have warped incredibly so. So I'm just going to replace it. And in doing so, I'm going to take apart the old step case, remove it. It's all pressure treated. Remove every bit of it and just have my raw deck there. Now, my deck is about, I would say, about 3 feet off the ground. What I have is I have a three-step stringer that gets you up there. I have two three-step stringers. I think what I'm going to do, if they're in good shape and I pull them apart and find out the stringers are okay, then I won't replace them, but I'll buy another one just so that I can make the little step down a little wider than it was. Because right now it's only about, I guess, maybe 42 inches wide. I want to make it a little wider. But what I'll do this time, and it wasn't done the first time, is I will make the area underneath where the step stringers are going to go, I would treat it almost like I will treat a foundation preparation. I will do all the groundwork. I will get it perfectly level, and then I'll put some drainage down there, some kind of soil or sand, so it'll drain properly, and maybe even some crushed stone. And my stringers are going to just sit on that, and that is going to be more stable. Therefore, my stringers will be straight. And stringers are just nothing but how do you explain stringers? Let's see. They're which holds your steps in place. That's really the best way you can say that. Without stringers, where would your step boards go? There would be no way to rise up. So I'm going to replace the stringers and put everything back level, and then go ahead and stain it with a water repellent stain as well. And then that will be part of my deck that is totally maintained and taken care of. And that's just, is that remodeling or is that maintenance? I'm trying to consider. I think that's just remodeling. I really just do think that's more maintenance than anything else, I would say. I guess more maintenance. I'm flipping on that. I sounded a little political there for a minute. I'm flipping on that. I'm going back to saying maintenance.
You're straddling the fence.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Better put. I don't want to ever talk about that word that starts with a P, if I can help it. And somehow in this nation, it's really hard to avoid talking about that. And Lance will be proof for that. Well, there's a picture up on our screen of a welder, I'm going to get a welder to be a part of this program one day and do a call in about their profession and what they do for a living and how comfortable of a living they can make doing that type of work. Being a welder is something to aim for, and it's something you can get to without a college degree, with just some training and learning and really with a can-do attitude, you can get there, and you can get a really good position in the welding industry. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about making just Mississippians, period, ready for the future, so they can learn how to work with their hands and their mind and their heart and get something accomplished, to build something that really makes them feel good at their work and their work is great. Their work is nothing but the best. There's nothing like having a great job done. My neighbor across the street had a tree fall in the back of his house. And, of course, it was an insurance situation. And he hired a company that they finished up yesterday. And I'm talking about painting and caulking and blowing the area. Before I could get there, they left, but I was going to go over and talk to those people because they did such a great professional job, always being on time, always doing the work that needs to be done, and they did such a great job, and never one time was there a mess in the yard. I was so impressed with their work. Great company. And they did the remodeling and the painting as well. So they did the total package. And it's not somebody that advertises on this program, but there are people out there that do a great job that if you do the proper investigation and you find out about what they're doing and what's available, you too can get involved in some of the great things people are doing and let them do that to your property. It will help you so very much. But, I was amazed at the work they did. They did great work, and I was just blown away by it. Well, something that I know my son does, and a lot of people do this as well, and they pull up certain segments of the Handyman Show during the week on Spotify. They just look at it and pull up the segment they like and listen to it. And he listens to a certain segment every week and enjoys it, and I get his response on it. I won't even tell you what he has to say sometimes.
I like your self-scouting. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, always gotta be checking things out. Always gotta find out how you're doing. self-scouting, huh?
Yeah, that's a sports term.
Yeah.
You're doing a little self-scouting. And then, in finance, it's called back testing.
Back testing.
You got to back test everything.
See, well, let's make up something for handyman work.
Tinkering.
Tinkering.
We got to come up with something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Pattern a term for this.
We gotta find a term. So somebody help us. Send us a term.
Give us some ideas here that we can coin. Back testing or self-scouting, but for handyman work.
That's right. We
don't have to cut twice and measure once. We want to measure once. Measure twice, cut once. So get a tinkering mindset. Yeah.
Get it right, Lance.
Yeah. I mean, I might have cut five times and measured once there if I had kept up that.
Really?
Measure twice, cut once.
Oh, that's so important. And I don't, as many times as I've cut something, and usually I do measure twice, but the times that I've measured once and cut once... Well,
what is the trick? I want to know because I see guys freehanding a rotary blade, and they'll cut it as straight as a 90-degree.
Yes,
how do you do that? I mean,
I think that
my brother-in-law's good at it. Now I can't. It's like I'm using a bent blade almost. I never can get it.
I'm pretty good at it, but I've seen the same people that you've seen that really are absolutely can cut a perfect straight line with a skill saw.
Right.
And it's like, how do they do that? Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing for certain is they have done it. They've got a lot of experience in doing it. And the second thing that's very important to make sure that you stay online is let the saw blade do the cutting. Don't push it at all. It will cut the wood by itself. If you push it, it's going to cut and burn just a little bit and maybe create a little bit of warpage or bendage in the blade. But by letting the blade do the work, you can pretty much stay in line, and then you have to pay some pretty close attention. You really do. When you're using a skill saw or any kind of circular saw, you have to pay incredible attention.
It makes total sense because I'm terrible at it, and I think I'm paying attention the right way, but
right.
Apparently I need to do a better job.
Yeah, we all? I mean, the people I've seen that are really good at it have been doing it for years and years and really are good at it. I mean, wow. Hey, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and we'll be back with Josh Quick and Mid South Crawl Space Solutions and talk to him in just a few minutes. Don't you go away. We'll be right back. Touching the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a cloud. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Travel the line, discord and rhyme. I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. From the coast to the delta and all points in between. The stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Hey y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort where the fun is going non-stop. Enjoy gaming excitement and catch the thrill of the big win. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
Hi, welcome to...
Going wrong.
Yeah, we keep waiting. All right. Keep on waiting. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, John. Good song. Good song. Good choice, Lance. All right. My name is Buddy Slowick. On the phone with us, we've got Josh Quick with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, and we're going to talk this morning about crawl space and all the things that are involved in building a crawl space. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Buddy. How we doing?
Man, great. Great. It just couldn't be a better day if we asked for it, and it's just wonderful outside.
Yes, it is. I'm about to take the family, put the boat on the water for a little while today, so glad we got some sunshine.
You know, we talk a lot about your business, but your business fits a lot into our show. Is underwritten by Build Mississippi. That's the their organization that wants to prepare people like everybody who works at Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. They want to get the people that are going to apply for those kind of jobs ready for them for working for people like yourself who are. Really have taken a business and gone gung-ho with it. I mean, Josh, you've done a great job in building Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions into what it is and what it will be in the future. But you have such a great staff, I mean, and they are well-trained.
Very well-trained. We spend a lot of time and effort in making sure that all of our people are fully trained and have experience in doing what we do. You know, we kind of live in our world. It's kind of a niche market. So, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to find people that A, are willing to do the kind of work we do, but then right. B, you know, have enough background and experience to understand the concepts of what we do. So yes, we do spend a lot of time. My sales team just got back from Omaha. They spent all week in Omaha, Nebraska at a sales training, just learning, more concepts, the way that we design our systems to be more efficient and exact when it comes to how we design, and just learning how to support our customers better. And so that's very important to us, and we spend a lot of time and money in making sure that our people are well-trained.
And I know that you know how important that is, but that's so important to the listening public to understand that somebody that shows up at your house from Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions knows what's going on and knows how to take care of business and knows how to treat their customers very, very well. And that's
we take customer service very seriously. One of the things in my whole office, only one spot we have something painted on the wall. And the words that are painted on our wall is that we grow people to deliver excellence. And those two things are so important to our company and to to the culture that we create, is that we grow people. We want people to be better. And then we want to deliver excellence, not just mediocrity,
right,
but excellence time and time again. And those things are important to us, and we take it very seriously.
So every part of an encapsulation that you'll be in, your company is going to be involved with, is going to be absolutely taken care of.
When we touch it, we're going to make sure that we're there for life. The way that we teach our people is that, when we go in there, we own it. It's ours now. That's our crawl space.
Sure.
And whether that customer sells the house 10 years from now and somebody else or inherits the house or whatever, we're still going to be the one that has our name on that crawl space. So we take it very seriously that belongs to us, and we're going to make sure that it's in the best shape that it can be, not just on the day that we leave, but forever. We're never going to walk away from that crawl space. That's always going to be our responsibility.
Saying that just amazes me. It's just there aren't many companies that are that dedicated and will do that kind of change of ownership, keep on taking care of business. It's a rare situation. But last week or maybe the week before, I was getting a lot of calls. Well, I got a couple of calls of people who were having, of course, warped floors, and you and I have talked about that a lot on crawl space foundations. And they added that at this point in time in their life, they could not afford to get it encapsulated. They just could not. Two ways I want to ask that question. One, is there financing available?
Yes, we offer financing, and we have a couple of different options for financing. When our design specialists come out to your house, we're going to do a full inspection, get measurements, take pictures, build the whole proposal, and then we'll talk about how we pay for it at the end. We'll be able to give you a price right then and there, but we have a couple of different options in terms of finance companies that we can lean on to get it financed for you, to find a way to get some comfortable monthly payments for you to pay for it. We know, we get it, right? Sometimes encapsulation is very costly, depending on... So many different variables that go in, but the size of your house and the degree of which damage has already been done all contributes to the cost of the encapsulation system. And we know that sometimes it's thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, and nobody just has that kind of money laying around. So we partnered with a couple of really great finance companies that make it really, really easy. We can get you approved for financing right over the phone while our people are there sitting in your living room.
And people should understand that even though getting total encapsulation is somewhat expensive, it's not really like you're out spending money. It's like investing in your future in the property that you own to make sure that it maintains its integrity structurally.
You know, it is an investment, but your house is an investment. That's the, for most of us, that's the biggest investment of our lives is our home. And so making sure that we take the steps necessary to take care of that and protect our home and just the living conditions of our family, you can't put a price tag on that. Unfortunately, you know, we're in the line of work. I was just telling somebody this week that sometimes it's kind of a terrible situation because a lot of our customers, they don't have a choice, right? Their house is falling down.
Right.
And they have to do something or they're going to lose their home. And that's a tough, very tough situation to be in. And so that's why we try to make it as easy as possible with our financing options for people to make it more affordable for people. And here's the second thing that I would say, buddy, and you and I've talked about this a lot of times, but there's a cost to do nothing.
Yeah.
The longer that you wait, the longer that you put it off, if you see that you have buckling floors or mold or mildew growing somewhere, it's already happened. It's not like, oh my gosh, you know, something is happening now. No, it's already happened. If it's progressed to that point, then you've already got a tremendous amount of moisture and humidity that have built up in your crawl space and in your home, and you need to do something as soon as possible. So waiting will only cost you more money.
Yeah, and it really won't do you any good. The second part of that question, this is a question that came up with the text line. They say that in about a year and a half, they'll have the money to encapsulate, and they definitely want to encapsulate because they understand the technology and they know that it's going to really make the situation and make their house and their living conditions much better. But they're curious at this point, is there something they can do to ease the situation? Or just is that just blowing in the wind?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a really tough one because, you know, one of my favorite old Ricks and Simmons lines was being encapsulated is kind of like being pregnant. Right? You can't be almost pregnant, and you can't be almost encapsulated. You either are or you're not. And so there's a few things that have to be in place in order for the system to work the way it's designed to work. And if you don't have those things, then you can, it's like running your air conditioner with the front door standing wide open. I mean, maybe it'll make a little bit of difference, but gosh, it sure is inefficient, and you sure are working against yourself.
Yeah, and the money you spend trying to do a temporary repair may not be worth it anyway.
It's not going to give you the results that you're hoping for, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, Lance here. A quick question back in terms of the financing options. Are there any grants or federal programs or anything that may help offset some of the cost, if you know of any? And I didn't mean to really put you on the spot there, but it's just a thought that kind of ran through my head with all the green energy things and energy-saving technologies, if there was any potential grants out there for energy savings.
Lance, that's a great question, and I have yet to come across anything that is specifically for encapsulation. There's lots of grants out there available, and there's lots of home improvement resources available. But one of the things that is baffling to me that I have worked with many insurance companies, and homeowners insurance will not pay for the cost of encapsulation. And it's mind-boggling, because what they will pay for is to have your hardwood floors, torn up and relayed, five times, because they keep buckling and warping and splintering at the tune of $20,000 or $30,000 a time, but they won't pay one time to have your crawl space encapsulated and never have to worry about buckling floors again. It's mind-boggling to me, but that is the way that the insurance laws are written right now, and we're working, trying to get some people that understand and to change that so that insurance will kick in and help some of these homeowners have encapsulation work done. But as of now, insurance will not pay, and as far as I know, there's no kind of government grants or funding that will help with that either.
Yeah, so you just kind of – it's worth getting done, though, regardless of how you look at it and whether there's a grant or not a grant or however you take care of it. Take care of it and get it done. It's going to improve your life, your lifestyle totally, and your family as well.
It absolutely is a game changer in terms of the health of your home, the integrity of your home, and the health and wellness of your family.
Yeah.
When you understand that, 70 to 80% of the air that you breathe in your living room and your little girl's bedroom comes from the crawl space. So if you stick your head in your crawl space and you look around down there and you're like, golly, I wouldn't want to have to sit down here and breathe this nasty air, that's what's in your living room and in your little girl's room. And so doing something to eliminate that and protect that, just the air that you breathe, to make it more healthy and more suitable for your family is worth the investment of encapsulation.
Before you get encapsulated and you have a crawl space kind of foundation, it's kind of like a good place for a troll to live. Once it's encapsulated, I don't want to live there anymore.
Yes, it's a very nasty place. And obviously, we've been in some that you crawl underneath there, and it's like a dream come true for us because, there's plenty of room to move around and it's dry. But we go in way more crawl spaces that are, nasty insulation hanging from between the joists.
Sure.
And mud and septic lines that are busted and spider webs and just mold growing all over everything. And it's just a nasty environment. Nothing that you would want to put your family in down there and have them that be their dwelling place.
Really? You and I have talked about this again for years. And then before that, we talked with Rickson about this. And that's all where it began many, many, many years ago, where people were starting to look at the encapsulation of crawl spaces and the value of it and how it affects people. And that information has become more and more readily available, and more people are becoming aware of it. Having that happen means also now there is some people out there that are also in this business of encapsulation. I was watching television the other day and saw an ad on TV, and I promise, Josh, I thought it was you guys, and it was somebody else doing an encapsulation. Now, here's what I have to say about that. encapsulation, as far as I'm concerned, has to be done 100% correctly with the proper material. And I'm not sure some of the people that are aware of the necessity to encapsulate and have built companies to do that are aware of the proper material to use and use all the proper material and do all the proper things that are necessary.
One of the things that I tell our customers a lot is that yes, I am sure there are a lot of other companies that offer encapsulation.
Right.
We have been called to come in behind some of these companies and fix their encapsulation many times.
Right.
Because what they call an encapsulation might just be some, 6 mil polyviscoine laying on the ground and a dehumidifier. And that's not really encapsulated. And so if you don't know, if as a customer, as a homeowner, if they don't know, they're going to believe they called this company, and this company claims to be an expert, And so they're going to trust what the guy says. This is what he does for a living. But the reality is, I encourage all of our customers to do your homework. Like, there is tons of information on Google. Now, not all of it is accurate, but more, there is plenty of good stuff out there that you can find that will explain encapsulation and how it should be done.
Josh, we've got to take a short break right here.
Okay, take a break.
Hang on a minute. All right, we'll be right back.
Ole Miss Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party. Starring ACM Award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young. Live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Brett Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
It's like that Georgia clay.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party.
Listen carefully.
Reserve seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com.
That's OleMissTix.com.
So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early
with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band.
Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion.
Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
This is home.
That's pretty good, Lance. I got to go with it. All right, Josh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Sorry to interrupt what you were saying. What you were talking about?
Yes, so talking about... I have no idea, buddy, what I was talking about.
Talking about you can't wait because it's going to get worse.
Yes, we talked about that. But we're talking about that there's a lot of companies out there that that offer encapsulation.
Right.
And I am certain that some of them do a good job. We've had to come back behind several of them and fix some stuff because, you know, it just wasn't complete. And their idea of encapsulation and what real encapsulation is may be different. Well, I was saying that I always encourage customers to do their homework, do some research, find out a little bit about encapsulation. Our job, my people's job when they come out, is to educate you. That's first and foremost, that's what we want to do. We want to help you solve a problem, and we want to help you make the best decision for you and your family. And so that's different with every customer, but we want to give you as much education and answer all the questions that we can. The second thing that I always encourage people to do is find out about the products and warranties that the company use. If we're not the company that you choose, I'm not mad at you. But make sure that whoever you use is using products that are going to last and that have a warranty that's going to be backed up. All of our products come with warranties. We share those warranties with you. And even some products that we use that have their own manufacturers, we honor those manufacturers' warranties. So we're not going to say, oh, sorry, that's not ours. If you got to call the manufacturer and take up a warranty issue. No, we're going to handle that for you. If you have a problem with a product that we install, whether it's our product or not, we're going to step in and help deal with the warranties if they're in the event that there are any. So you never have to worry about that on our part. We're going to be there. We're going to do the right thing and make sure that your crawl space is taken care of. Like I said earlier, we view that as our crawl space. We own that. Our name's on it, and we want to make sure it's right.
Wow. That's just the fact that you would sort of take ownership of that and say that I'm going to take care of that thing. It's like it was my own. I'm going to take care of it. That's all there is to it. That's amazing kind of situation. And that brings up my next question. Is there any sort of, once you get a total encapsulation done, let's say your company goes out and does a total encapsulation, once they leave, I know that you're going to maintain ownership of that and take care of business. Is there any kind of maintenance involved for the homeowner?
Yes and no. Here's what I always tell people. We offer a yearly maintenance package where we will come back out and handle all of that. If you're fit and capable of crawling under your house and doing the maintenance, by all means, you can do it yourself as a homeowner. We'll even coach you and walk you through and make sure, you know, be there to answer questions, and you can do it yourself if you're the DIY homeowner that wants to be involved and handle that kind of stuff. But many of our customers don't want to do that, and so we have a package that we offer where we'll come back out every year. We'll put you on a rotation to where every year we'll call you and set up a time and say, hey, it's time for your annual maintenance. We'll come out. We do a full inspection. A full inspection of the entire crawl space and our liner. We make sure that everything is still sealed up the way that it's supposed to be. We clean out and function test our in-ground sump pump that we install. We change the filter and function test the dehumidifier that's installed. And then we also install some monitors that allow you to monitor your crawl space from inside your house. And we even change the AA batteries in those monitors to make sure that they're nice and fresh and you don't have to worry about that. So we try to go above and beyond with our yearly maintenance packages to make sure that everything is in tip-top shape and you as a homeowner don't have to worry about a thing.
So basically, if there is maintenance that's required, it's basically you're going to handle it. Your company is going to handle it.
We will handle it. If you want to do it yourself, we'll make sure that you have the information so that you know what needs to be done.
Yeah. And another thing people should know, once your crawl space is encapsulated and you have the ability to go under there, it's not like going under your old crawl space where the boogeyman may get you.
It's not a dungeon anymore.
It's not a dungeon anymore. It's not like living under a bridge. It's a nice place to be. We've showed pictures of it on the air before, and you can see it. But right now, there it is. And you use you seal it with a 20 mil poly. Is that correct?
Yes, the 20 mil liner is what we use. It's three layers. It's reinforced liner. You can't tear it with your hands. You can't poke your finger through it. We have to cut it with a razor knife. Like it comes with a 25-year warranty for rips, tears, and deterioration.
Wow.
Like it's just going to be there, crawling around on it. If your cable guy goes underneath there to run some wires, or electrician, or plumber, or termite inspector, they're not going to rip it or tear it. We make sure that it's sealed, it's secured, no air is coming up around it. All your vents are sealed up, so you're not getting any humidity from the outside. We install the in-ground sump pump to take care of any groundwater seepage, and then the dehumidifier that dries the air out and actually helps dry your wood out, pulls the moisture out of your wood in those buckling hardwood floors. That's why they're buckling. It's not because they were installed wrong. It's because they've absorbed moisture and swelled. And that's what caused them to buckle. We can pull the moisture right out of those hardwood floors. And many times, now we don't make any guarantees on this, but many times those floors will lay right back down the way they looked when they were installed.
Yeah, and that's important. How about phone numbers? How do we get in touch? How do we get one of those free estimates? How do we get more information? Give us some phone numbers.
I thought you'd never ask, buddy. Our phone number is 601-898-0891. You can call us during office hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We'll set an appointment for you right there over the phone and get our team out there to do an inspection. If you just want some more information, you can check out our website at mscrawlspace.com, MS like Mid-South. mscrawlspace.com. There's lots of before and afters. There's testimonials from our customers. You can meet our crews if you just want to see who's going to be coming to your house. We have a Meet the Team page where you can go and see faces and learn a little bit about all of our employees. There's lots of information there on our website. Also, I highly encourage people to follow us on social media. We have my marketing manager is an absolute mad genius, and she's always posting some kind of crazy video antics that our team is doing. doing in our office that are hysterical, and you can just kind of keep up and learn a little bit about us there on social media as well.
I do see some of that social media coming across Facebook, and it is really good. And you're right, that's a crazy person doing that. a crazy smart person.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun at Mid-South.
Well, and here you are on a Saturday going out on your boat with the family, and yet you're working a trade. You're doing this without a master's or a doctor's degree. And that's the way, that's what Build Mississippi is all about, building people like yourself where they can have the time to relax on Saturdays and enjoy their family and enjoy, and weekends, all weekend, enjoy it. Josh?
No, the only college I ever went to was Mississippi State to take my wife around. Other than that, I never attended college. So.
Well, you caught it, though, huh?
I caught her. It worked out for me.
All right. We about run out of time. Josh, thank you very much for being part of what we're doing today. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, I recommend you give them a call. They really know what's going on. Thank you for your help today, Josh.
All righty. Buddy Lance, y'all have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care. I'll be back in just a few minutes with the music segment.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
All right, Buddy Slork right here at the Handyman Show. Lance, I think what you're showing on the TV is, in my thought, is a second. Is that what you have?
What's that?
That's the second song that you're showing on the.
Yeah. Well, it's just rotating through, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Yeah. Now you go. Now we're on the same page.
Rotating.
All right, Lance. During Garden Mama Show, all I could see was here is you talking, and during our show, you haven't said very much. I'll be quiet today.
Well, you know, I mean. I'm trying to help old Peaches out a little bit and have fun. And you had Josh. I mean, Josh is an amazing guest.
He is.
The knowledge base he has and the professionalism, it just comes through his voice.
It just reeks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He reeks of professionalism.
When you look at their pictures, I'm glad he mentioned his website because it is a quality product.
It really
and
is.
And it's not there showing you just the good. It shows you what it looked like before.
Right.
And then what it looks like when they're done.
It's really.
And you could hold a cocktail party.
It's really worth
places.
Going yeah. to their website.
And you
for
can
sure.
tell that their staff enjoys working there, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, those are very important pieces of that puzzle to get good service, quality, and somebody that's willing to be there in the long haul.
Yeah.
And they'll be there for you.
And why is their staff happy to be there? Because they've got great management.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
And I really enjoyed his take at the very end when he said, the only college I went to was chasing my wife at Starbucks. And, you know, and again, the guy is just a And a great example of what Build Mississippi and what we continue to promote daily on this show and through the week. Because, look, there's a great living to be had out there. And you can do a lot of things that you really enjoy. And testament is to, like Josh, I mean, just a great example right there.
And a lot of our sponsors are the same way. All right, let's do some music.
No, no. Oh, yes.
No.
I'm not ready. No, I'm ready.
Get ready.
I am ready.
Get ready. Hey, well, you got the second one back up on the screen.
Yeah, it's rotating. Goodness. I already hit pause once on that.
All right. Well, hit pause. And we're going to talk first about the Sheepdogs. What? Who are the Sheepdogs? They're a group from Canada that they were formed in 2004 and have done many, many world tours, and they've headlined in a lot of world tours. And they're not too well-known here in the States, but they are somewhat well-known here in the States, just not like they are in Canada, and certainly not like they are around the world. And they have won many of Juno Awards, and Juno Awards are the same as the United States has Grammy Awards, and we offer those to people who really excel in their career. Well, the Juno Award is the same in Canada, and that's what they do. They honor their performers with an award, and the Sheepdogs have won many Junos. But let's listen to a little bit of the Sheepdogs doing I Don't Know. Sheepdogs, and I've listened to a number of their cuts, and it's just they are an amazing group, and it's worth really listening to a little bit of the Sheepdogs. It's quite an entertaining situation. All right, moving back, going way back in time, let's talk a little bit about the Moody Blues. Now, everybody is pretty familiar with the Moody Blues. They were formed in 1964, so that was a while ago. But in 81, they had many, many, many top 40 hits like Nights in White Satin and Tuesday Afternoon, which you hear kind of almost every Tuesday on a rock station, you'll hear Tuesday afternoon somewhere or other. It just happens that way. And The Story in Your Eyes. And they were started by Justin Haywood and John Lodge and really intended on doing a great, great group. And they have a great group. They stayed together for years. In 1981, they did a song called The Voice, which I think is great. I think it represents what they do pretty well. And we're going to listen to a little bit of The Voice. Much better. The Moody Blues were just an amazing job. Got a comment on the Sheepdogs. David called in, texted in a message saying, great, great, love the sound. And he said, man, that stuff was good, is actually was his comment. And it was good. All right, third song. Always going to turn it over. I'm going to let Lance do the third song. He does, and just, I don't, he can do whatever he wants. He may do some, who knows, he may do some Frank Sinatra. We can't tell.
Close. But so, I'm going with Alvis Edgar Owens Jr.
All right.
Most people may not know that name, but I can tell you they know the other name that he went by. He was an American music singer, songwriter, band leader, was the lead of Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, 21 number one hits.
Wow.
Pioneered what became known as the Bakersfield Sound, and he also was a co-host on Hee Haw.
Oh, right.
Now, a lot of people will go, why in a rock and roll segment are you going to play Buck Owens? Because he's awesome. Yeah. That's why.
Well, the next couple of songs are kind of going to tend a little bit away from rock and roll, but still, I think they fit.
Well, the other side of that is that he is what you would call the ultimate self-taught guy.
Yeah.
Taught himself the guitar, the electric guitar, the mandolin, so on and so forth. Self-taught musician. He walked in the house one day when he was about 4 years old on the farm and told his parents, I'm not known as Alvis anymore. I'm Buck. And they said, all right, well, you can be Buck then. And so they moved to Arizona in the heat of the Depression and farmed dirt, per se. And he figured out he didn't really want to be a farmer. And he didn't like school too much. He quit after the ninth grade. But his dad, as he got his first electric guitar, and this is true handyman fashion here, his dad fashioned the electrical components off an old radio so that they could play wow. electric guitar. So it really brought me to, he is the ultimate kind of handyman, guy that is self-taught. And when you have 21 number one hits, you're doing something right.
Yes.
So I'm going to play probably one of my favorite songs of all time. It's called Buckaroo. And here we go.
Thank you.
I liked it.
And I could keep going forever with that, but I was going to stop there because I know we have limited time. But a guy that can pluck it, play it, and own it, mastered it, he's done it.
Read the last text that came in. You got to see it.
I can't flip over just yet, but I will.
Okay, the text, I'll read it then. The text says, quite simply, you can play Buck Owens any day of the week, twice on Sundays, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. That's how I feel. That strums the soul, man.
That was really love. And David from West Point said he loves the Moody Blues and is happy about that as well. So, hey, keep them coming. We love to hear it. We're going to move a little bit to something very different. We're doing the Zac Brown Band, which leans a little bit towards country, but also rock. And he, for a long time, did a kind of a tribute to Jimmy Buffett with a song with the Coral Reefer Band. Zac Brown was doing that, and then he kind of dropped that, and he started in 2024. He did a recording of that Jimmy Buffett tribute song with Mac McAnally, and as it comes to be, he and Mac McAnally, Zac Brown and Mac McAnally, wrote that song, had a lot to do with creating the sound of that song, and it's very important. Now, I was a big, and I still am, a big Jimmy Buffett fan. Of course, I grew up on the ocean. We spent a lot of time listening to Buffett. But also, when I played music live, we played many, many Jimmy Buffett songs. And still, to this day, I still play many Jimmy Buffett songs and listen to his music. Very, very intriguing. But Zac Brown and Mac McAnally, who of course is from Mississippi and is a well-known Mississippi person, has collaborated many times with Buffett. He knows music very well and is a great entertainer himself. He's great to go and listen to and watch. He does some absolutely fantastic songs. But Zac Brown and Mac McAnally, Pirates and Parrots.
Another dollar on the wall, another poet with a pen, another beach ball with a dog, another stranger sailing in, and the water's just as blue. No, you haven't missed a thing, but we're all here missing you. All the pirates and the parrots sing. So adios, my friend, anchor where that ocean is. We'll pick up where you left off, strumming on a sailor's song. We'll hold down this salty rock, where it's always 5 o'clock. When the sun goes down, we raise our drinks. All the pirates and the parrots sing, oh. Raise the bridge, the drifter's coming through. There's a golden stretch of beach that's waiting there on you. Is the water just as blue? We want to hear about everything.
Yeah, fantastic. Great song, great song. All right. Our outtake on the music segment today is going to be something a little different. It's a group called King Canyon. And King Canyon has just formed just recently and have done a number of songs, but they're known somewhat as a supergroup. And they do a song called Mulholland. Let's listen to it on the way out. King Canyon, Mulholland.
Miss Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party. Starring ACM Award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young. Live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Brett Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia clay.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party. Listen carefully. Reserve seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band. Live in concert at the SJB Pavilion. Presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media. Texting enrolls you in
mass confusion, clouds inside your head.
All right, Handyman Show back here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, and we're having us a good time. All right, good comments on the music. So, I mean, we got David texted in a second time from West Point. He said, "You guys are killing it today."
That is what I like to hear.
Yeah, really.
Thank you very much for the compliments. We'll continue to try to deliver.
And about playing Buck Owens, it wasn't David, it was Ryan who called in from Oxford.
Well, of
who
course
texted.
He's an Oxford guy. He knows his music. Come on. Hey, I'm very envious of Ryan in Oxford with football season here. And it's not for the football. It's for the music that comes to town during the four-month stretch.
And I've been into some of those venues. Matter of fact, I saw Umphrey's McGee in Oxford during football season at one of the venues.
Whether it's at the bars, restaurants, or if it's out and about, it is definitely a place you want to be if you love music.
It really is.
Year, so, of course, I am envious.
All my kids went to State, and my granddaughter goes to State, and I'm a big State fan, so I go there a lot. Matter of fact, they're playing UMass this year, and I'll go to that game for sure.
Who are you going to root for?
I'll probably root for State, but I'll go visit the Mass side just so I can be there. And it's too bad that State isn't going up to UMass to play, because their campus is in Amherst, Massachusetts, which is on the western end of Massachusetts, which is absolutely incredibly gorgeous. It really is mountainous and gorgeous. Let's get to some handyman stuff, but we get carried away. When talking about doors and windows, whether you're a salesman or whether you're just a homeowner or whatever, always present to people the width first and the height second. That's kind of a standard of the industry of how people talk in this industry. In other words, a window would be 3 foot wide and 6 foot tall would be how you call it, a 3060. And that's standard. That's standard procedure. Just like a door would be called a 30, which means 3 foot, by 6'8", 6 foot eight tall. And that's the door itself, not the frame, not the casing, just the door. So doors and windows, always give the width first. A little useless information for you right there, in case you want to remember that someday and use that one day.
You got to know the lingo. You do. You have to know the lingo.
Well, it just, by knowing the lingo, it helps when you go looking to get somebody to do some replacement of work on your house and you want to talk to them over the phone. They understand a lot better when you talk in terms they understand. And then that's the best I can say. That's all I can say about that. And another thing that's very important, and I think really works really well, is electrical power strips with a circuit breaker in them. It's so much safer and so much better than having an outlet that has two plugins in, and then having adapters that you can put multi plugs in them, and you have multi plugs going into one outlet. That is not very period. That is not safe. Let's rephrase that. That is not safe. So that's a good place for an electrical strip, because a strip holds probably, I think, five or six kind of places where you can plug into them, and has a circuit breaker as well. So if something gets overloaded, you don't blow a fuse or pop a circuit breaker. You pop the circuit breaker in the electrical strip, and it helps a good deal. Almost all computers are hooked up to circuit breakers, and it helps a good deal in doing just that. It really does.
Speaking of electricity, what is the proper way to install a single door that has side lights on each side, and how do you adjust the door itself since there really isn't a jamb or an opening to screw to? Thank you from Paul and Brandon.
Wait a minute.
Single door with side lights,
yep,
and no real jamb to work with. And how do you adjust the door if you don't have the jam to shim it up with and even it out?
How do you adjust the door? What kind of I'd like to know what kind of problem he's having with the door.
Proper way to install a single door that has side lights on each side, and how do you adjust the door itself?
First off, if you're doing it as a separate unit, that's really difficult. But to get an entire unit with a door and the side lights as one unit, it's already in pretty well adjusted, and it just needs tweaking from time to time, and it shouldn't very much. But a lot of doors with side lights certainly can be adjusted by one either tightening all of the screws on all of your hinges is one of the first places you should start. And is the door scraping on the top or scraping on the side or scraping somewhere? What you have with a door and two side lights is the door is really in a separate frame all by itself. And the side lights should be in a separate frame all by themselves. So basically what you have is a triple unit. You have a side light in a unit, a door in a unit, and a side light in a unit. And when I say unit, I mean in a frame with a whatever you use for a threshold at the bottom. A door may have a actual threshold, and a lot of thresholds on those doors are adjustable up and down by just removing the rubber strip, and you can see screws that actually move it up and down. That's one way to adjust it, and tightening the hinges is certainly another way to adjust it. Now,
here's a continuation of that, but the door won't close. It's like I need to screw the hinges to the framed opening, but there's a side light there, so the door won't close. And it's like he needed to screw it to the hinges. To the framed opening, screw the hinges to the framed opening.
Yes.
But there's side lights there, so there's no way to screw into those, I guess, into the separator between the door and the side lights. So
what I'm hearing, all right, from you, yeah, is that the door is right up against the side lights?
I'm sure that there's some type of
separator. There's got to be a frame in there holding. Now, once in a great while, they use the same frame for the door and the side lights. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an error, and that shouldn't be. That can create problems because it can make a little harder to do an adjustment on that situation. But it sounds to me like if it is a unit like that, that the whole unit needs to be adjusted up, and the door itself would then make an adjustment. In other words, you do the adjustment on the side of the side light to the building, or you put, like, let's say the door is...
Says it's a single unit, came in one frame, a three-foot door, and a side light on each side.
Yeah, generally speaking, there are three separate units that are just melded together. It's two side lights and a standard unit, and that makes it more adjustable because of that reason. Now, the only thing I can see that you can do in that case is make your screws a little bit fatter, and they will pull in a little harder to make that door just a little better. Because it sounds to me like the screws may not be holding as tightly as they should be.
And Marshall and Terry says it sounds like it could be a swollen or warped whole unit rather than a problem with a little piece. It may actually be the unit itself.
That happens occasionally, not very often, but it does happen, and it is worth getting to look at. Maybe the person who installed it or the company that installed it would come and look at it and just say yes or no, and they would be able to tell you that answer for sure. But to me, that's it's kind of like I'd have to see it in order to understand it a lot better.
Yeah, grab us a picture, yes, Paul, if you don't mind, and shoot it over before we get to the end of the show, and we might could do a little bit better.
Yeah, we'll talk about
helping
a little
you
more
out there.
We'll sure try to help you all we can, and that's something that is. It's a serious question. How do you adjust a door inside with two side lights? Well, we want to talk about that a little bit. And also, as your electrical switches should be always on the doorknob side, so that when you open the door, you can hit your electrical switches right away, not on the hinge side. Because if you put your electrical switches on the hinge side, they're hidden behind the door when you open it, and you can't get them on. That doesn't work. Oh, well, patching exterior wood. Let's say you have some decay, maybe on some trim, and you want to patch it a little bit. Well, best thing is replace the damaged material, if you have that much damaged material, with some good material. But if you just got a little piece, like maybe you have to cut off 6 or 8 inches that are a little bit decayed, and you have to join it to your existing frame, the best thing to do is make sure that where they join, there is no gaps. Make sure it fits really snugly against the top. And then butter it with exterior wood sealer, exterior wood sealant. And when you butter it with that, just press it up to that joint and hopefully it'll ooze out a little bit and let that dry, as well as nailing or screwing your trim to the wall as well as you should. And before you put your trim up, long before you do anything to it, it should be primed inside and out and on the bottom and on the top, on all 6 sides. That trim should be pre-primed. But if you put that exterior wood filler on top and push that thing up to the slice where it belongs, then the wood filler will ooze out. Let it dry. Once it dries, scrape it off, sand it thoroughly, and once you get it sanded clean, then you would prime that raw wood again, or that raw wood filler, let that dry, and then just finish painting it. Finish it all the way, and that will work for you, and get that done just the way it should get done. Hey, Revel Hardware Store, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. They really know what's going on at Revel Hardware Store and do a great job for you, and always will and always have. Been in business many, many, many years. Revel Ace Hardware. It's the place I go when I need any sort of hardware item whatsoever. Revel has it, whether it's a paint product or a caulking product or a plumbing or electrical. How about power equipment? Yeah, they have a power equipment center in Pearl, and I'm talking about zero-turn lawnmowers. They have dozens and dozens of those. Plus, they have great blowers and weed whackers and trailers to haul the stuff away with, and they do maintenance, and they've got all the fuel that you'll ever need. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store, open 6 days a week and have been doing this for years and will continue to do this. Many stores in the sound of my voice, my friends, Revel Ace Hardware. See them, tell them thank you for sponsoring the Handyman Show. We appreciate you guys at Revel Ace Hardware.
And I'll say this in addendum to that, that wonderful message. They have great gardening stuff, too.
They really do.
Don't feel like you got to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or a big box store to get, you know, some mulch and get some, you know, pea gravel and things like that. I mean, they got it right there. They got soil. And a lot of the little things you need to tote your stuff around, too, gorilla carts, all kind of really cool stuff that is right there for you. And you can run in, grab it, and go, and you won't spend half your day there.
Yep, good point. I'm glad you brought that up. And that's important, and that's part of Revel Hardware. They do things so well. And it's always fun to go there because you come away knowing that you've got what you want.
You kind of learn something, too. If you take a second and talk to them, they got some guys that know what they're talking about and doing. I'm like, why is this piece of PVC different than that one? Two different types.
Yeah,
I'm like, I never even knew that. I mean, like, why is this and that? Yeah. And, I mean, I learn something every time I go in there.
Yeah, because they are very, very, very knowledgeable. They have the same kind of staff that Josh has out at Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, a staff that cares about their customers and will take care of all the wants and needs of their customers. As time goes on, their customers won't have any needs whatsoever.
And it's about grilling out weather. Almost grilling out time. Weather drops a little bit, and you got to go in there and get you some seasonings and a grill and anything you can possibly think of. They just don't have the cow there.
Here in Mississippi, grilling out weather is year-round for me.
Yeah, it gets a little warm for me. I mean, once it breaks 95, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm hooked.
No, I'm got shade over me. It's not quite 95, and I'm not gonna worry about a little heat.
Well, see, you're high-end. I'm out in the sun, man.
Well, so that'll make a difference. Yeah, that'll get you cooked. All right, short break coming up. You listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community, a community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same: for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi. In
so now I'm alone. Now I can think for myself about little deals and issues, things I just don't understand. I put my light at night, so it's like touch of times.
All right, well, you know, we got to step on it sort of way. I can't listen forever. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Buddy Slowick here. Little frog. Look at Froggy. You can't get in there now.
Well, I wanted, while you're clearing out the frog, I need to at least wish a happy birthday to my dog, Dottie. She, I think, turns four today. She is a fox red beauty. Labrador, amazing hunter, sweetest thing ever, and she's a beast, too. She doesn't put up with nothing. So love you, sweetie. I know you're listening.
What color?
She is a fox red.
Fox red.
You know, reddish.
A Labrador.
A Labrador. I call her my coyote fox.
Oh, a great dog.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's a great dog.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
I have a golden retriever, and she's a little older than that, but she's also a very sweet dog. Like that.
Yeah, now, this one, she's fierce, but she's sweet, too.
It's amazing how dogs can really make a difference in our lives.
Oh, I couldn't live without my dogs.
I know. It's like,
that'd be torture. What's the point of life then? Got to get up and go to work, do all this stuff, and you don't have a dog?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong here?
I know. I take a lot of pleasure from just hanging out with my dog and talking. Matter of fact, I even talked to her. She talks back to me, too.
I would love to see some of the handyman projects that our listeners who are dog lovers or rabbit lovers, what you've built for your animals, your kennels and the dog houses and the cubby holes and the dog doors.
Oh, my word.
There's so much we do for our animals that is, I would say, handyman stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Dog houses used to be, like, in vogue big time, but not too many people are building dog houses because they don't want to leave. They're too attached to their animal to hook them to a dog house.
And the newer dog doors are amazing.
They are amazing because they're multi-use, whether you want the dog to go in or out or you want to lock it or close it or seal it. They are amazing. But one thing I learned about building dog houses years ago, when you build a dog house, of course you build it for the size of the dog, but you don't build it for the dog. You build it for your wife. It has to look good.
Yeah, basically a dollhouse.
Yeah, it has to look good. Or she's not going to have it. And that's just the way that
it
goes.
It can't be seen if it's ugly, right?
That's just the way that goes. A shelter for a dog ain't going to cut it, folks. Oh, well, that's one thing I didn't learn. Because I was building a shelter for my dog one day, and one of my friends who was a contractor told me, came up right next to me and said, "Boy, you screwed up."
Hey, there's no mini split.
I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "It's going to be a great shelter." He says, "It doesn't matter."
There's not a mini split in there. It needs to be that. It has to be a little DirecTV for your dog to watch Animal Planet.
No.
Maybe, some kind of a little bowl set up for him.
Let's just put it this way. I'm not going to build Bella a she shed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have
it. She's spoiled then. She wouldn't want to come inside.
That's right. She goes out in the heat for maybe a half hour. I'll do it. That's enough for her. All right.
I want to tell you, though, that I've been very impressed with the mini split that we installed. I've put it through 200-degree weekends.
Yeah.
I will say that thing's so quiet. If you're looking at making a purchase for an addition, 500 square feet, 750, the cost is very reasonable. Installation is fairly straightforward. I would have a professional do that.
Yes.
Because you're going to be dealing with a cut open hole. But,
correct.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm very impressed with that. And if anyone next weekend wants to know the brand or whatever that we're using, we have one in another building that's not quite as good. It's a little louder.
Yeah.
So, it has been since purchase. But if it's something you're considering, I'm telling you, man, that thing is...
They work so much better than window units.
Wow. That's what we had.
And a window unit is a lot of work, and it's kind of a hassle. Whereas a mini split is taking care of itself.
Right. And then a report back on the solution that we shared with you last week, the brown water, the Cajun brown is what the guy called it. But, the picture that I shared for keeping your dirt daubers and all the insects out of those types of things, 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks in, I haven't noticed one critter even around it.
Wow, that's great.
It definitely works, guys. Yeah. If you're curious, yes, that stuff is gold.
It is
gold-colored, too. So.
It's gold-colored. And it really is Cajun.
But it does really work. So just giving you a report back.
Yeah.
We're good to go there.
Good.
If you're trying to protect your moving parts outside, it'll work.
It works. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies in the sound of my voice. Atlas Foundation works on slab foundations. Basically, slab foundations are basically just a slab of on concrete, which houses are built on. But a lot of them don't have the groundwork done properly, maybe don't have all the correct rebar or metal metal running through them to give them the support. Concrete is a very strong product, but without the metal going through it and reinforcing it, it just doesn't hold up as well. It's susceptible to ground movement so very easily. Well, Tony Arpino understands the grounds in Mississippi. He understands how the movement works and how things work in Mississippi. And he can come to your home with very few people, two men, a truck, and fix your foundation. And he wants to do that in very little time with very little personal aggravation. You call Tony Arpino, 1-800-256-1010, and he'll be happy to talk to you about your foundation. You can text him. You can send him pictures. And he can do a lot over the phone, maybe solve some of your problems over the phone. Or maybe he can come out to your site and take a look at things and give you a free estimate as to what it would cost to make your home everything that it should be. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Give him a call, 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation, great company.
Hey, one other reminder, folks, we shared with you the harness systems out there for ladders.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be climbing ladders soon. Yeah. I know you are.
Wow.
Make sure you remember to get a harness or something if you're getting on up there. Be safe. Don't fall. Don't break your neck. Don't pull a Clark Griswold. It doesn't work like it does in a movie.
Yeah. You know, safety. I was looking for one of those harness systems after we talked about it, and I couldn't find it at the local hardware store. I guess you'd have to go to a fire supply place to get it.
You possibly could. I can look real quick while I have a second and give you some names.
Yeah, I think it's the fire supply people who do fire safety for like buildings like this or commercial buildings that would definitely have a fire ladder harness, and it is so important, particularly as we get up in age and we're climbing up ladders. Just be careful. I mean, there's more injuries that happen on ladders, and a ladder harness is a great safety tool and can help you a great deal. So check it out. All right, Lance.
I did find a type of harness at Ace Hardware, so you know, give them a call.
They have a ladder type?
I'm not quite sure exactly what location, but I would give them a call first and ask, but I do find it on their website.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do for sure. It's an important thing. Another thing that's useful, and you and I have talked about this before, and that's pumice sticks. And you say you use a pumice stick to get rid of all the dead skin on your feet. But it also works to get, pumice sticks were born to remove the ring around your toilet. And if you've got a ring around your toilet and you can't get rid of it with all the chemicals and sprays and cleaners and brushes that you've tried, you have not tried a pumice stick yet. A pumice stick is something that's sold at all the big box home stores and Walmarts and grocery stores. Anywhere you want to go, you'll find a pumice stick. It's worth having. Get one. All right, you've spent 2 hours in the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back next week, and we'll talk more about things to do. Hey, make sure you pick us up during the week and listen to us. Go to supertalk.fm, Handyman. You'll find us and get in touch with us and listen to us. Hey, have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm and on your smart device with the Super Talk app. You're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news,
finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. This world is a crazy, mixed-up place. Most of that is out of my control. But at Gateway Rescue Mission, we do what we can control right here at home in Mississippi. We offer a meal when someone is hungry, a warm bed at night, help for someone struggling with an addiction. In doing so, we try to make our little corner of the world a better place. Look us up at www.gatewaymission.org.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.